Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words over my recent demotion to the status of second-class citizen, and how convenient it is that so many people are determined to remind me of my newly diminished station. Seems like there's first class and wherever I am, which is as far from affluent as Kathmandu is to Kansas. Tiffany's and the Dollar Store, a 3-star Michelin restaurant on the banks of the Seine, and a Jack in the Box in Fresno. And on the off chance that I might forget, a primitive method is being used to keep me in my place. Talking about the ubiquitous red velvet rope used to separate the VIPs from the rest of us. You see it everywhere, in nightclubs, restaurants, theme parks, casinos, wherever the wealthy congregate, they have the option to pay more not to have to rub elbows with the likes of me. These days, everything and everyone are being split up according to affluence. Resorts reserve best poolside locations for the exclusive use of those who can pony up for cabanas. Want to skip to the head of the reservation line to the hottest restaurant in town? There's an app for that. But it's gonna cost you. San Francisco and Manhattan are fast becoming velvet-roped cities. Only the upscale need apply. On airlines, back in steerage, I'm crammed into a seat that an emaciated 12-year-old would find confining, slamming my chin with my knees while folks up front sleep flat on 600-thread-count Egyptian cotton. It's the rich versus the rest of us. By now, you'd think the well-heeled would create a political party that would specialize in the proliferation of these red velvet ropes. Oh yeah, that's right. They already have. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.